Welcome to Wise Words with Dan, filled with inspiration, guidance, stories, and helping raise awareness so that you listeners can take away something from this podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for listening to Wise Words with Dan. What's up, guys? Welcome to another edition of Wise Words with Dan. Hope you guys have had a nice Australia Day yesterday. Hope you guys really enjoyed yourselves. I know everybody celebrates that day differently, but nevertheless, hope you guys had a nice public holiday, a nice break. And yeah, guys, excited to be back with you on the podcast because I have a very special guest today. His name's Coach Ali. He's a life coach. He mentors people, helps them to find themselves, to become a better version of themselves, gives them advice on where to go, on how to become the best versions of yourself. Really excited to have him on, and I think you guys will love this episode. So sit back and enjoy. Ali, how are you, man?
Hey, Daniel, is it you?
Yeah, that's me. Can you hear me well?
Yeah, brother, I can hear you well. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can hear you perfectly fine, man. How you been doing?
Awesome. Really good, bro. Really good. Just finished at the gym. Just got back. Relaxed. Ready to go, man. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. Just been pretty much chilling out and stuff. How was your Australia Day yesterday?
Yeah, it was nice, man. Nice. Had a relaxing day at home, man. I was working yesterday. I was working, so it was good though. Always a good day, brother. Always a good day.
Yeah. No, it's a pleasure to finally speak to you, man. You know, my friend told me a lot about you, and I thought, oh, I've got to get this guy on my podcast. But yeah, man, I just wanted to start off to my show. It's nice to have a guest on like yourself that does share a lot of wisdom as well, man. I just wanted to ask, because, you know, you've been a life coach now for quite a long time, and I just wanted to ask, what initially inspired you to get to where you are today?
Yeah, man. Well, first, I just wanted to thank you first, man, for the opportunity to come onto your show and to be able to speak to your audience and speak to yourself. Really appreciate the invitation today. And so for me, what got me inspired was, it's a bit of a story. I went through the corporate life in sales, and what really hit it home for me was one day I was in an office, and I played professional football at the Parramatta Eels, and I always had been healthy, and loved training, loved health. And on the weekends, I'd always just end up playing up, and as a lot of people do, getting on the beers and getting on the drugs and
partying
and eating not the best food. And I was kind of like two people, and I didn't really like it. It was catching up on me. And I was in the office one day up on the Gold Coast in a sales job. And it was when COVID first hit. It was like when I seen chickens coming out of they were showing chickens on the news or something in China. It was very, very early days. And I was just looking, and something inside me was just like, I lost the full passion for what I was doing in the corporate world. And I had always loved fitness, and I just pulled the pin, quit my job. I was a top salesman at the time in this company, or one of the top salesmen at the time, and I was making really, really good money. I just pulled the pin and said, I'm going all in on my health. I've always loved this, and I'm playing two roles in my life at the moment. I'm going in on my health. So I went and did my personal training course, got that knocked out off, went and worked at the grocery store for a bit just to cover some bills. And from there, I opened up a personal training business, and I got that up and running pretty quickly. And it was going well. But I learned in the personal training industry that it's beautiful to show people how to train. It's beautiful to show people how to move their body, but there's so much more to just moving your body. There's so much more to training. And people come see me once, twice, three times a week, and they're getting results, but there was more that they're sharing with me that I wanted to support them with. So I kept improving my studies and wanting so I could improve more like their mindset, more like their emotions, more like their environment, and how to set them up for success outside of the gym instead of just seeing me for an hour, like how they can do it themselves and hold themselves to a better standard when they're not around me. I realized that through life coaching, I was able to get better results for people by seeing them once a week, and through the practices and the tools that I use through my life coaching to set them up for success, instead of seeing them once a week, just to show them how to train. Where a lot of people, it's a little bit deeper work, and it's getting that mindset right. It's getting your environment right. It's having the tools that when you do want to go back to your old patterns, how to break away from that and allowing them to set themselves up for success and not needing to rely on someone to hold their hand the whole time. They can start taking more ownership of their life. And that's what I wanted. I wanted to be able to share people like they can trust themselves. They can do this life themselves without, yes, we need each other at times. To get to certain places, but you know, I didn't want to coach people in personal training forever. I wanted to get people to a position where they were good enough to go out by themselves and train themselves. They didn't need to rely on me. And yes, some people do appreciate being told what to do. I get that, but it was more like I wanted to show that people can have the self belief, the self trust, and not go back to the old patterns. And I learned the tools and frameworks that I used on myself, that I got taught, and that I've taught clients at work. And yeah, man, that's a bit of a rundown of it.
Yeah,
that answered what you're saying. Definitely.
No, I love that answer, man. And honestly, like with what you do, it's always like the best thing you can do is get the best version out of people, and that's what you've actually been doing. So, no, man, I really appreciate what you do. So, was it like initially hard to start your own business at the beginning? I'm sure it was. Like you had a lot of obstacles. Like, did you? Like before you left sales, on how you're gonna make this dream really happen for you,
for like my life coaching business.
Yeah, life coaching. Like before you left, was that something you've already planned out in knowing where to go next, or you just it took a bit of time for you to find that?
I feel like my journey, it taught a lot of my jobs that I had prior to opening up my own business gave me the skills to do that. I had always been like my own thinker, my own like ways of doing things. And I did learn a lot of ways of like, you know, running a business and doing sales and how to, you know, work with people through the jobs. But I always had this inner like leadership, this inner knowing of how to do things. And it got to a point where I was just like, you know, I'm ready to just take full ownership of creating money myself and not needing to rely on somebody else to do it for me. So it was like an inner knowing. In terms of like having a plan, there was some plan I thought that I had, but to be honest, it was, you kind of just got to start and just start leaning in and just crashing and then getting back up on your feet and then crashing again, getting back up on your feet and just not giving up. You know, you can't give up because it's such a, you know, everyone just becomes an entrepreneur. Like you can read as many books as you want. You can get as many coaches as you want. And yes, they'll give you what the support they have had to get you where you need to go. But at the end of the day, you've got to do it yourself and feel into like the ups and the downs and just keep trusting yourself and backing yourself. And that self-belief, you know, starts to build momentum. You start to, you know, get some work going. You start to build some momentum. The wheels start turning. And then that self-trust and self-belief comes back. And then it's always going to, you're going to start doubting yourself again a little bit. Like it's natural. We're humans. We're going to start doubting ourselves. But just knowing like that's not me. That doubt's not me. I've done it before. And yeah, just to keep leaning in, keep doing the things each day that move that needle forward so the business keeps growing. And I just kept doing that. I kept showing up even when I was down and out. I kept showing up. And yeah, then that self-belief, that self-trust just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And, you know, before you know it, like you just, you realize that we're all capable of everything. You know, we're all capable as long as it's just who believes themselves the most at the end of the day, who believes themselves the most. So
absolutely. Yeah. That more, you know, like starting up my own podcast, Wives Who Understand, like my initial goal is just to inspire other people. And it's fun. My other job is working at sales as well, so it's interesting to see from where you've started to where you are at now, and you know, with the job that you do, I think you find inspiration in yourself as well at times. And I wanted to lead into this question: what's the biggest life lessons you've learned going on this journey yourself?
Yeah, man, awesome question. The biggest life lesson that I have learned is just to know that no matter what, the universe is always working for us, no matter what, no matter how down and out you feel like you might be, and you feel like the world's against you, we can always change the story and find the positive. There's always two sides to a coin. And normally the bigger the challenge, the bigger the inspiration on the other side of that. So yeah, it's just the universe is always working for us, and a setback is always going to set up for a massive comeback. And just to trust that, and just to know that, like, the universe wants the best for us all the time. So that's the biggest thing I live by. You know, when I'm feeling like at those times where I'm like, you know, have been down and out, and just I've known, like, I'm still feeling these things. I'm human, but I just know, like, I'm safe. The universe has got my back, and it's never let me down. You know, I've always got food, I've always got shelter, I've always got love, I've always got warmth, and I'm grateful. I know other people in this world don't have that, but at times, but, you know, for us individuals that do have that, and it's a reminder that our basic needs are always met, and that's all that really, really matters, you know, and then the rest is the bonus. So just to remember that we are always safe, and that the universe is always working for us, and God always wants the best for us, just to come back to that. And it really grounds me in this earth, and yeah, allows me to move forward from there.
Yeah. Do you do meditation classes and stuff yourself? Do you?
Gym
often. And we speak a lot of, and I know a lot of people speak about, you know, you are what you eat, and if you're feeling healthy and well and physically look good, you know, that transition into your mental health. Yeah, do you do any meditation classes and stuff as well on the side?
Yeah, man. So I meditate every morning. I did go really deep into it for a while there. I went, lived up at 1770 Agnes Waters for about 3 to 4 months for a bit there. And I was living pretty much in nature, and I was just meditating easily 4 to 5 hours a day. And yeah, I really, meditation is definitely, you know, it can be seen as a big spiritual thing in our society. And yeah, but at the end of the day, you know, it's a true medicine. It's a true practice. And I'm a massive advocate for it. I always lead all my sessions, my clients, with a meditation to start. Because yeah, meditation allows us to realize that we are not our thoughts, and we can get caught up in our thoughts. We can get caught up in the story, the voice in our head that never ends, you know, it never actually ends, but that voice is not really us. And through meditation, it brings us back to just our breath, you know, the only thing that really, really counts. And the more we can just be human without that voice ticking in our mind all day, the more we can achieve in each day, you know, and that builds momentum. So it all starts with meditation, and I'm a massive advocate for it. I used to go really hard. I used to do like an hour each morning. I used to, you know, like I said before, meditate in nature for quite some time. Now I've really, my mind is pretty super clear and knows what it desires most every day nearly. So I use it as a tool now, you know, start my day just with myself. It's like a meeting. It's like a meeting with myself every day. I check in, Jeff. I mean, Ali, how you going? And then I use it before my clients just to settle myself, ground myself as well. Mm. I use it as a tool now, and yeah, I'm a massive advocate for it. Love it.
I love that, man. And you know, I talk about mental health so often on my podcast. I think it's such an important thing to have, and especially when it comes to meditation.
Yeah, like that's something
I kind of want to get into in the future, doing meditation classes myself. What do you think? Like, you probably pretty much answered this question already. So, meditation, it's really allowed you to be in that great headspace where you weren't set at before. Is that correct?
Correct, man. Yeah. So, like, did it, like, give you like a little perspective? Like, my partner Tybala, so she went to, I'm not too sure if you've heard of, have you heard of Joe Dispenza?
I don't think so. No,
that's okay. So yeah, he's a massive, he puts on big workshops all around the world, and with his guided meditations in the power of the mind. And yeah, like, people that are blind, people that are sick, they've all come together in their meditations. And put their energy together collectively and been able to, people have been able to start walking again, people have been able to start seeing again just through meditation. So it's like a self-healing practice. And I mean, it's deep work. It takes a lot of trust in yourself to realize that we can heal ourselves through meditation. For me, what it was really just closing my eyes and realizing that there's two worlds. You know, there's a world that's outside when our eyes are open, looking around, and then there's also a world inside. And it's starting to build that relationship with ourselves inside ourselves. And when we close our eyes and relax and just focus on our breath and just let go and trust and surrender, every time we do that meditation, it takes us to a place that we need to go to. Inside of us, to acknowledge a part of us. You know, maybe there's a part of us that we're ignoring, that our body is trying to tell us to acknowledge, or it will just give us a message, and then that message comes through a thought, and then, you know, through a thought we can take action. And you know, all we really need to do each day is the next step that's on our heart. But when we're always with our eyes open looking out, our attention is always outside of us. You know, our energy's going away from our body. But through meditation, now our energy is actually focused on just us, the most important person in this world is us, you know. And when you focus on us, that expands, because what we focus on expands. So, yeah, it's bringing that attention to us and prioritizing us for a part of the day and giving ourselves that self love. And from there, it gives us the next direction we need to go in our life, so we can improve our mental health, you know, because otherwise sometimes we're jumping around, beating around the bush, when we could just sometimes close our eyes. You know, this doesn't work all the time, but majority of the time it does, you know. And it's a massive healing modality that a lot of people have jumping into. And I've seen a lot of people now, even I'm in Sydney at the moment, I'm seeing people meditating at the moment. And yeah, it used to be a big thing up in the Gold Coast. A lot of people would be meditating up there, but now I'm noticing a lot more people are getting into it, which is beautiful. It's like, it's not just a spiritual thing now. People are realizing that it's just, you know, it's a tool for, to improve our life and become the best versions of ourselves.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, I even might take up meditation classes myself now. That's cool. Yeah, no, because I'm a big advocate like yourself for mental health, and I think it's so important. Talking about like the physical health, like you go to the gym quite a lot, I could see. Has that also improved your mental health in a way, just being physically healthy? Yeah. You know, knowing what to put in, knowing what foods to eat, I should say.
Fish, definitely, man, 100%.
I did want to. Yeah.
So. Physically, like moving the body, and you know, as I say, strong body, strong mind, and you know, our body is our real home at the end of the day, and it carries us around this earth, it walks us around, and we can have, you know, the beautiful house, the beautiful cars, but if we have a body that is not comfortable, not feeling strong, that can implement our mental health, that can implement our mood. So start to appreciate like every part of our body. Like, we've got 70 trillion cells in our body. You know, we're not just a human. Like, our biceps are separate to our, this is a bit deep, this kind of stuff, but like our biceps are separate to our mind. They're all separate. And when you start just appreciating every part of your body, for what it can do, you know, starting to move it in ways that it's never moved before, when you're nice and bendy, when you can hold yourself up in a really good posture, you know, that starts to feel, you start to feel empowered, you start to feel strong, and you're honoring, you're respecting your body, you're paying the rent to your body, you know, because we're realistically living in a modern day society, which is beautiful. You know, we've got all the updated technology, but we don't really need to be like physical beings like we did back in the day when we were hunters and gatherers. But when we can mimic that lifestyle in the modern day life, you know, we become unstoppable in this world. And and there's a reason why you know, God made us the way men, especially men, strong men. It really activates us. We've got a warrior inside of us that is always there. And when you train and move your body and feed it good food, you know, food without any chemicals in it, and you start drinking water that doesn't have any chemicals in it, and start fasting and start just to really just fill your body up with like the top shelf fuel. You know, when you've got a nice car, you give it the top shelf fuel. You start giving your body that stuff, and you start to build that momentum, and you start and all of a sudden, your awareness, your energy, your confidence starts to improve, and it doesn't stop. You know, it's a never-ending cycle, and that can become an addiction in itself, just that. And then from there, the rest skyrockets into other areas of your life too. It's really just really appreciating like how we've got a body and moving it daily and honoring it and keeping it afloat, keeping it limber, keeping it rested, you know, having that world balance. And from there you're in a good mood all the time because you're feeling comfy, you know, you're feeling comfy. And when you're feeling comfy, you're relaxed. And when you're relaxed, you can make clear decisions. And when you make clear decisions, you can make, you know, money. You can help other people out. You can start a business. You don't get stressed out. You know, I believe health is top of the pillar, and then the rest goes from there. So yeah, man.
Absolutely. Now I love that, man, because my personal journey myself, I've been trying to lose weight. I've started off 126 kilos so far, so I've got it down to 119. I think that's my biggest goal myself this year. I kind of want to lose weight, like at least lose 20 kilos. That'll be awesome. Even so, I can relate to that as well. Like, you know, if you're healthy and you're putting the right foods in your body, drinking plenty of water, like you said as well, and cutting out the toxic stuff, you know, it really changes your mindset as well. And that's what also leans into mental health as well. Which I love. Talk us through, because I'm curious.
I was just going to say, brother, I just want to congratulate like yourself on the way you're going, bro. That's really, really awesome that you've made that shift.
Thank you, man.
With your health, man. I was just going to pinpoint, like, not to call you out or anything, but we don't realize it's really important, like the words that we use, because they can be like a way out. And I'm not saying that you're not going well, you're going really well, but words like try and kinda, they actually give us a little bit of a way out when we're doing things. I teach this when I coach people. It's like the words that we use are really important. It's like I am losing weight, you know. It's like committing all in, and then like then your body and your actions will follow with your words. Just a lot of point, not calling you out or anything. It's just I've done that as well. Like I say, trial. I still do sometimes. Like I fall unconscious sometimes and say it, but it's really important. Like the words we use, they become our world, really.
And that's true. Yeah. No, very true.
That's good that you say that, because,
you know, I know sometimes I say with my words, oh, you know, I'm going to try and do this, try and do that. If I say I am losing weight, like you said, that can just trigger my mindset to knowing that I'm still in the progression of doing that. So, no, you're very... I did want to ask you, talk us through your daily routine, what you eat, what's a typical day like in your world?
Yeah, man, awesome question. So it can vary a little bit, but Saturday, Sundays, I like to leave loose and allow whatever my body desires to do. I do tend to do a long fast on the weekend. So like I might have a meal on Friday night and then I might not eat till about Sunday night. And I'll just drink water, bone broth and urine. And then during the week, my day would look like wake up, meditate straight away, or wake up, make love to my partner, and then meditate. From there, journal. From a journal, we'll go for a walk. We do our walking meditation together, me and my partner. From there, we dance, we celebrate our life in the morning. And we appreciate what the day we've got ahead of us. And then we have a coffee together. We will stare into each other's eyes and say things we appreciate about each other. We'll just sit there and just be humans and just relax. And from there, we'll set up the day. We'll come back in. And then once we get back in, we're on coaching calls. We're interacting with people online, posting videos, online. And then we're celebrating in between of that. So every, in between every core, we're celebrating. We're dancing. We're going, but we're seeing what our little inner child wants to do. You know, we've still got an inner child inside of us that wants to play. So we'll either go to the beach, surf, go to like those jumping place, jump, it's called like flip out, those trampoline places, jump there. Just really just playing in between everything as much as we can. So we can keep that energy high, keep that vibration high, keeping those good times high. And if we feel like we need to have a little nap, like we'll have a midday nap. We'll have a nap and put an alarm on, and then we're back into it. And then from there, the day normally is I don't normally eat too much food throughout the day. I normally do a bit of a fast as well, or have a bit of fruit. And then in the afternoons, we have a big cook up. Go get some really nice fruit and veg, some nice cuts of meat or fish. And we just celebrate the day, and we appreciate what happened the day, and we just treat every day like a celebration. And yeah, just keep that momentum going. If things come up, like we're not feeling, you know, we're a bit sad, we're a bit, you know, we'll let it out. So yeah, and we allow that to happen. You know, if someone's angry, we don't get angry at each other. We, you know, because it's normally ourselves that are angry, and we'll go hit the punching bag, go scream at a pillow. Yeah, and just let whatever needs to come out, and then we get back to business. So we let our emotions come through. We let ourselves feel it, and then we move through it, and then get back into the day. So we make every day a ceremony. We make every day a celebration, and it starts with, you know, a meeting with ourselves in the morning, and ends with a party in the afternoon.
I love that, man. Living life every day. It's so important, and that's something a lot of us lose sight of, you know, when we get caught up in our work and everything else in life. We sometimes we don't appreciate life for what it is, like how lucky we are to be alive. I love that, man. I love that you take the time every day, you and your partner, to celebrate life, to enjoy yourselves while even working as well, you know. So I think that is a beautiful, beautiful thing, man. I love that. I love that.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, I know it's kind of a personal question. I want to ask, how long have you and your partner been together for?
So we've been together now probably about 3 months, I reckon. Probably about 3 months. So,
oh, fairly new, yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting journey we had together. I decided that I'm going all in and calling in my queen. That was about middle of the last year, or just past the middle of last year. So 2022, I the practice that I coach my clients with, I did on myself. I pretty much like did like self coach myself on how it is I wanted to call in my queen. And before I knew it, it was like a week later, Tybler was on Instagram, and we're vibing, we're really intrigued with each other. And from there, we just started talking. I was like, hey, you want to jump on a Zoom call? Like, I just want to get to know you. No expectations, just want to just get to know you. And I was on a bit of a journey then, exploring like all parts of myself, a lot of my feminine side. And she reminded me of who I really was. I was on this journey of like exploring more parts of like the world, and she reminded me of who I really was, and we got connected, and we started talking literally every day from there. And she was living in LA at the time, and yeah, I was still in New South Wales, and we spoke every day, and we fell in love pretty quickly, very quickly. And she is pretty much like, yeah, we knew pretty on we were soulmates. We knew pretty on that. It flew like we connected like I've never connected before with a woman before. And she ended up moving over. She flew over to Australia. We've been living together now the last few months. We're planning on getting heading over back to America and traveling this world together. But yeah, we've been together for 3 months, but brother, honestly, I feel like I've known him for a lifetime. I've never been so deep and connected with somebody. And I've been in relationships before, you know, for 3 years, a couple of years. I've been in relationships, and the connection we've got is I feel like I've been with her for a lifetime. I feel like I've already known her before I even met her. It was just, yeah, it was a true connection, and I'm truly grateful that I get to be with her every day. And, you know, I don't take it for granted. I cherish it every day, I know, because who knows what's around the corner. But every day, and, yeah, I'm very grateful for Tybler.
I love that. And it's like you've met your soulmate, you know. Well, you have met your soulmate. Like, you know, first time you guys meet, instant
connection,
you know. And I believe we all have that soulmate out there. It's just about finding that person. And, nah, man, I'm super happy for you, because it sounds like you have found that person for you. So that's wonderful, man. And so you're going to be just traveling around America for a couple of months and stuff, are you?
Yeah, we're planning on over to Tampa. For it to start there, and then move from there, just feel into what feels right for us. But yeah, plan is to get over there and then start the journey from there and feel into what feels right for us. Maybe head over to Austin. There's a big community there of people that we are amongst with the work we do. So yeah, that's the intention.
I want to go back a little bit because you told me as part of what you do, and I saw one of your videos on your Instagram page. I wanted to talk a little bit about this. So you drink urine. I want to know, what does it do for yourself?
Yeah, man. So I've recently just gotten into it, and for me, I am still learning more about it. From what we've learned so far through one of our mentors and coaches, Rodney, he's also on Instagram as well. He's a massive advocate for it. It does 95% plasma, and it is when you put it in the sun and let it age, it carries stem cells and human growth hormones when it starts to receive sun from 3 hours onwards, and it produces. It's got like 102 minerals in there as well. And yep. it whatever our body needs at that time, depending on what it needs, it actually heals that part of your body. So I'm still learning more about it. So I wouldn't say an expert about it. I'm a guy that I like to just lean into things and give it a go. And I truly believe in it. The way I feel, the energy that I carry, my awareness and my consciousness, like how aware I am of this reality in this world we're living in since I've been having it, has jumped dramatically. Like, it's been a massive shift for me. And I'm just so grateful that, it is so out there. You know, it is, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, like, you know, I wouldn't even consider something like this. I did try it when I was traveling in the van, and I did feel the benefits too, but then I kind of faded away from it. But as I've done some more study on it recently and learning more about it, and then I just dive back into it, and the way I'm feeling each day, how confident I am, my belief system has dramatically improved. The feeling I've got is just, I can't even explain it sometimes. So I'm really excited to learn more about like the science about it, so I can actually, you know, I know the basics about it, but I want to be embodied in it. I desire to be, you know, really knowledgeable about it, so I can share more real deep about it. I've been sharing a little bit on Instagram because I've just been feeling really, really good. And I have, seen the benefits through the studies that we are looking into, but yeah, it's just it's a new journey for me, and I'm really excited about it. And the way I'm feeling is magical. And yeah, man, urine is actually in like face creams and stuff that women use. Like, if you look at the products, it's actually in inside there. And it's a healing modality. It's like it softens your skin, and it promotes growth. Like, a tooth has actually been grown back from drinking urine. So yeah, it's actually in our products, but it's not promoted, brother, because at the end of the day, it's free, you know. And when things are free, it's not it's no use to our society at the end of the day, because you know they want us to rely on other things to make money, you know. So it's very taboo. It's not very out there. We haven't been programmed in it. When we were in our mother's womb, you know, that was all urine. We were bathing in urine, you know. And when we left our mother's womb, then we started drinking, you know, water that's got chemicals in it, you know. So it's actually our urine's a lot cleaner than the water we drink. And yeah, it's a journey, that one in itself. I'm all about, you know, self-love and learning to love your own urine, and learning to love all parts of yourself, even the good and the bad, and then even like going to urine. Like the more you can love each part of yourself, the more self-love you have for yourself and the more love you have for the universe. So it's really my love for my partner's drastically improved. Yeah, it's definitely out there. You spoke to me this about a year ago, you know, probably not even a year ago. A year ago is when I started, so I tried it for the time. So it would have been, you know, a couple of years ago, I would have been out there. But yeah, man, it's just amazing what I'm experiencing at the moment, what I'm feeling, my awareness, my energy. And yeah, it's truly, you know, it's truly God's juice, man.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, I love that, man. And I love that because I think not many people know like what urine can do for your body. It's great that you did it. Really explained that well. I did want to say like you've got clients every day that you life coach and you help to become a better version of themselves. So I did want to ask you, you know, like being on the podcast now, if there's someone out there listening to this podcast thinking that they've lost direction into where they want to go, they feel lost and confused and don't know what path to take next in order to find themselves or to know what they want to do in life, what's some advice you could give to that person?
Good question, brother. Really good question. So it really comes down to like, I am taking on a couple of clients at the moment. So if you do want some support, feel free to reach out. And anyone that is on this podcast, I will give them $200 off the program with me if they want some support. But to get you started, to get you back into alignment of your path in this journey of life, is really to slow down. To really just slow down. We're always in this fast-paced environment, looking for the next thing, what's next. Like when we're looking outside of us, and it's really when you feel lost, it's really just to sit with yourself and not move. You can call it meditation, you can call it getting bored, and just be with you and just sit there and just start to just slow down and not try to fix anything, because no one's ever broken, nothing's ever wrong with anyone. We can just get caught up in things and put so much pressure on ourselves. So for realistic, it's coming back to yourself, slowing down, realizing that we've got our basic, just reminding yourself, okay, I've got my basic needs met. I've got food, I've got shelter, I've got love. Look at your health. Like what are you eating? Like, are you eating bad food, eating junk food? Because that's not energy. Like, that's got no energy behind it. Start eating some fruit, some veggies, some high vibrational foods, you know, and that when you start giving your body the good nutrients, your attitude changes. Your attitude changes. Your mentality, your motivation changes just by doing that. Then start looking at, like, your values. Like, what do you actually value? You need to sit with yourself and be with, like, what do I value? Because as a human, we are motivated off our top five values. So, and we've all got different values, and it's about getting really clear on what you actually lights you up and doing and leading your life, every decision you make off those five values. And even just chucking it up on the wall, having your values up on the wall. You know, for me, it's like, it's spirituality, it's health, it's love, it's growth, it's travel. And it's adventure. And then underneath each one of those values, I've got my vocational values. So that's like your doing values. And you're asking yourself your question, am I meditating each morning? Am I appreciating Mother Earth? Am I moving my body? Am I eating healthy food? Like you're like coaching yourself, because we can so easily get distracted by this busy world we live in. And by just getting your values clear, by getting your vocational values on the wall, and you just looking at that every morning and asking yourself, am I doing this? And keeping yourself in between, I like to say, keeping yourself in between the flags at the beach. Like, that's your alignment that God put you on earth to do. And by you staying in that path, now you're going to start linking up with people on a similar journey to you. You're going to start to feel a bit more fulfilled. You're going to start to find some momentum. You're going to start to find some more clarity. And it's a journey. It never ends, right? But at least you're starting to head towards your alignment, your path on this earth. And start doing the basic things. Get some sun on your skin. Go to the beach and jump in the salt water. Lay off the technology. It's just about coming back home to you as yourself. And in doing that, you're going to start to really feel empowered. You're going to start to really feel a boost of energy. And you're going to start to really find some more clarity. And if you do that and you're still finding yourself, you know, like there's no momentum, well, that's when you need to reach out for support. You know, that's when you need to reach out for a coach, or go see, tell some friends, you know, and just let them know. Like, you have to let it out. You have to share. You have to speak, especially for men. Like, we don't speak much, and the more we hold it in, the more we bottle it in, like, the more it just compounds in our body, and that can actually manifest into disease and illness if we don't speak. Letting it out of your mouth, sharing it. But like, a lot of my clients I work with, they just talk to me some sessions, and they feel so much better just by sharing some vulnerable things about their life. And sometimes that's all that it takes for us to feel free again. Just by sharing ourselves, you know. For me, it took me a while. Like, I used to be an Australian gigolo or a male escort, and I was ashamed of that for a long time, and I didn't tell many people. And then once I fully let it out and it's owned that part of me, and I really started to feel free again. But when I was suppressing that and hiding it, I was ashamed of it. It actually beat me up more and more, and I wasn't fully Ali. I was Jeff at the time, but yeah, so it's about really just coming back to alignment, coming back to your values, coming back to your health, getting that sun, getting that water, visiting nature, just doing the basic things right, because we get so caught up in trying to become somebody. You know, at school, our parents, they've got these expectations on us to become these people, become, you know, this important person, and we're all important. You know, we're all important at the end of the day. We're all, at the end of the day, we're rich as, you know, compared to other people, but we're so rich. Mm. So just coming back to being grateful for what we've already got, getting out in the sun, realizing our basic needs are met, and even just being a little kid again, you know, go be whatever you did when you were a kid, go do that. Fill that cup up, and you should 100%. If you just do those things, whoever's listening to this podcast, if you just do those things, you will 100% feel a shift in energy, in alignment, in feeling good about yourself. And then from there, you just got to stick at it. You got to stick at what you're doing, build those habits and stay in there. And it's very easy to get lost again, but just to stay in there. But if you still get lost and you still need some support, reach out for support. Like, I'm here, Daniel's here, and, you know, and we're all here to support you. Like, this world, we're brothers, we're sisters, we link up, we support each other. We're not meant to be disconnected. We're meant to be connected. That's what it's about.
Absolutely. And no, man, look, please feel free to share. Where can people find you if they want your inspiration, if they want you to be their coach? What's your Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff? Yeah,
man, I appreciate that. So if you want to jump on on Instagram, it's Coach Ali Ali. And then my Facebook is the same as well. It's Coach Ali Ali.
Yeah.
A-I-A-L-I. And yeah, coach. So hit me up on there. You can give me a follow, check out my stuff. And yeah, like, at the end of the day, we're here for each other. And the more we can support each other, the better life we get to live. So I'm here even if you take anything out of my videos, that's enough. I'm grateful that you take something out of my videos. If you want to take it to the next level, reach out for a connection call. Let's see if we are the right fit for each other.
I love that, man. And what you just said, like, it resonates with me as well, because I'm still trying to find myself as a human being. So everything you've said, man, has really hit home for me as well. And I'm sure that's going to inspire many young people who, no matter what age you are, it's going to inspire anyone that listens to this. So I love that, man. Final question, man. I like to ask a lot of my
question as well, and I want to ask you this as well.
If you could look back on your from where you are at now, what would you tell yourself?
Ooh, love this question, brother. Love this question. So I would be 18 if I look back at myself. So I'm telling myself, so myself now, I'm talking to myself when I'm 18. Is that the question? Okay. Oh, man, this is deep. This is deep.
It's a bit of a curveball.
You know, it would be just to, I would say this. I'd say, Jeff, welcome to the real world now. You've just left school. Welcome to the real world. Now it's about not rushing things, not trying to impress your mates, not trying to fit in. It's about building that relationship with yourself first. What's right for Jeff? What does Jeff want to do? Does Jeff really want to do this? Is Jeff doing this because he wants to fit in? Does Jeff really want to play football, or does Jeff want to go skateboarding? Like, really just building that relationship with myself first, because a lot of my life I was trying to feel accepted by others. I was trying to fit in by society, and by doing that, I was taking myself out of alignment. I was losing my soul. I was losing myself. And it would also just to have fun and not put too much pressure on yourself. Just to be, not try to do too much, keep it simple, look after your health, ask yourself what you really want to do, and start trusting your inner voice more, start trusting what comes through you more. And the more I trust that inner voice, the more I can trust myself, the more alignment I will find in myself, and speaking up for myself as well, not accepting poor behavior from others and things like that too. So yeah, man, it would just be building that relationship I built with myself now. It would just be starting that journey early and doing what's right for Jeff instead of doing what's right for trying to fit in into society, and just knowing, just trusting that, you know, by doing that, I will link arms with other people that are on my journey with me, because there's going to be always somebody, we're always going to be connected no matter what. So yeah, man, it'd be that inner trust, inner relationship earlier on, instead of trying to do what my parents are telling me to do, do what my brothers tell me to do what my friends tell me to do, you know, just saying, no, that's not for me, you know. But that's a journey itself. But if I could speak to myself then, that's what it would be.
Yeah, yeah. No, I love that, man. And honestly, man, you've been really inspirational in everything you've said on the podcast today. But please, guys, if you're listening to this pod, please go check out Ali on his Facebook and Instagram. Hit him up, guys. He's amazing at what he does. You know, he gives some great advice, and he's a fantastic coach. Mate, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on. I'll definitely tell everyone I know in my circle about yourself, because, you know, I think a lot of people need to hear what you have to say, need to really find their path and their journey and where they want. It's really great to have you on the podcast, man. Pleasure having you on. And yeah, man, definitely we'll keep in contact, me and yourself, and I'll definitely share, like, tell my audience. I'll definitely send the links out. And nah, man, pleasure having you on. Appreciate your time today, Ali.
Yeah, and I appreciate the invitation, Daniel, really do. And lovely to connect with you, and I appreciate you allowing me to speak with your audience. And yeah, you know, if anyone desires to reach out, if that is, just drop the let me know wise words with Dan. Yeah, it'd be $200 off a session with me, and yeah, we can go from there. But besides that, hope everyone's having a beautiful day, and appreciate you listening to the podcast and hearing us talk. And yeah, let's stay in touch, Daniel. We sound good, man.
100%, fantastic, man, and that's a great offer as well. I appreciate that. And yeah, guys, check him out. Honestly, you won't regret it. It's gonna literally life changing. So. Thank you, Ali, for coming on. We'll definitely keep in touch, man. And I hope you have a wonderful day yourself, man. Take care.
You too, brother. I'll talk to you soon, man.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Catch you.
Hope you've enjoyed today's episode with Coach Ali. Ali, please feel free to check him out on his Facebook. Just type in Coach Ali Ali. If you want to grab some lessons with him, feel free to hit him up and he'll give you a discount. I'll be sharing his socials on my Instagram page as well. So please feel free to hit him up anytime.
What if you if you're feeling lost, if you don't know where to go in life, you know, he's the guy for you. But yeah, hope you've enjoyed today's episode, guys. I'll be having Renee return back on my podcast. Potentially, she's going to be a permanent host. She's going to be by my side through each episode going forward this year, as she's got some exciting guests that she wants to bring on. So it'll be me and Renee going forward, interviewing some people. So it's an exciting year, guys, coming up, and I can't wait to share more. Enjoy. Also, make sure to follow Wise Words with Stan on Facebook, Instagram. Type in Wise Words with Stan. Please feel free to follow me on my Spotify, Anchor, or any other podcast apps. I'm available on all platforms. So please feel free to share, tell your friends, follow me, keep up to date with what's going on, and keep up with my latest episodes. And yeah, guys, thank you once again, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you.